This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, join Phil Zepeda and me as we welcome Noreen Russo and Abigail Behrendt to discuss the 20th annual Catholic Charities Thanksgiving Day lunch coming up on November 23rd. You know, and Noreen, I'm wondering if we could start with you. Your commitment to the supper program is incredible. You have amazing organizational skills and attention to detail, and you make sure everything goes well so that more than 300 people are fed each and every Tuesday. You graciously welcome and instruct each group of volunteers that comes to help, and you welcome the guests each week and act as the face of Catholic Charities in many cases with Father Wayne Watts and Mary Ann Zalotti and other leaders, letting the guests know that they are among friends. From start to finish, you're a fabulous ambassador for Catholic Charities and the supper program throughout the year. Can you tell us about this Thanksgiving feast this coming Thursday?
Yeah, so it's super exciting. We have Thanksgiving, and we're lucky enough to welcome over 300 people to enjoy a feast. We start the meal at 11 a.m. and it goes to about one because we're serving 300 people and they all come in to sit down. So we do a little bit of a, once they've ate, we let more people in and it's an unbelievable time.
So just to clarify, Noreen, what time do the doors open then on Thursday for guests to come in?
11 a.m.
Okay, great.
Now, Noreen, I'm going to put you on the spot here like I do with my family before I arrive. I want to know what's on the menu. You said feast. I'm like, great. What's the feast?
So let's hear it. From turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, pie, everything that you can imagine.
So you're hitting all those beats, though, the good stuff. That's fantastic.
Gravy.
So we say this all the time. Forgive me for interrupting. Like, okay, so to pull off that feast for this many people on Thanksgiving, it takes a village. We say that all the time. Maybe we should rename the show It Takes a Village. we'll think about that.
I think you're right, Phil.
But volunteers are likely still needed for this, right?
Yes. So if you want to learn more about how to volunteer, you can call 1352.
So that number, 312-217-1352. It's also important to recognize that while Thanksgiving volunteers are needed too, put it in the back of your mind that volunteers are needed for suppers year round. We can talk a little bit about that later in the show. But let's talk about the challenges for pulling off this incredible event. Noreen, what are the greatest challenges in preparing and serving for so many people on Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, Phil, I was thinking about it this morning, and I'm most nervous about decorating because, you know, we want to make this super special. And although the meal is, you know, the most important thing, we also want to make this special and different than just an ordinary Tuesday night or meal that we have during the week. So we go all out, and we want to be super over the top this year because it always has been. And this year, just a special shout out to our caterer, Eddie, who was near and dear to our heart and has gone to God. So we're going to try to, you know, follow in his footsteps and make it as decorative as we can do it this year.
Yeah, you know, our live stream is showing, Noreen, some photos of Eddie, you know, as we look forward to this very happy celebration. You know, our hearts are so heavy acknowledging his loss. Can you share details about Eddie's dedication to Catholic Charities and how this is going to be the first Thanksgiving, you know, without him leading this feast?
Yeah, so Eddie was a dear friend of Catholic Charities, has donated many, many Thanksgiving and Christmas meals, has been at every Tuesday night supper since I can remember, and just loved our guests and made sure that they were treated like kings and queens. So he had, I think, two plates for everyone on Thanksgiving and just was a champion of the poor. So
he really was. And I had the honor of being with you at Eddie. It's Eddie Tomas is his name. And I had the honor of being with you at his funeral mass at St. John Birchman's Church on Saturday, in which Father Wayne Watts celebrated that mass. And one phrase that Father Wayne mentioned stayed with me, Noreen. He said Eddie was over the top, that everything he did, every event that he planned as a caterer and as a volunteer at Catholic Charities, he wanted to make sure that it wasn't just a nice meal, but over the top. Can you talk about a little bit of experience that you had with that?
Yeah, so as I said, you know, two plates for the Thanksgiving meal, decorations like you'd never seen before, and just a care for everyone receiving the utmost respect and dignity as they came to the table at Catholic Charities.
We've got wonderful photos here with Eddie with different administrators at Catholic Charities, Monsignor Michael Boland, as well as our current president and CEO, Sally Blount. He's been with Catholic Charities that long, right, Noreen? More than 10 years of coordinating the Thanksgiving and Christmas meals, correct?
Exactly.
So impressive, isn't it, Phil?
It is tremendous. And Noreen, you know, it's no wonder that as we look at these pictures that are streaming from past Thanksgivings, that you're worried about the decorations.
The bar is high.
But it's what a lovely sentiment to carry through to the, and understand that even the appointment, that touch of the detail is important in honoring the humanity of these people on a holiday when so many Americans are getting together with their families. And very often these may be individuals who are without families,
right,
or part of families that are struggling. So, you know, as you go through this work, and, you know, let me transition this over to Abby. You know, what's going through your mind when you're providing food for these individuals on this particular holiday?
I think more than anything, it's amazing how much the volunteers get out of it. You know, you see these people who have nothing but the clothes on their back, and they're so gracious and kind. And they're so excited to be there because, you know, just to take what you just said, Phil, about not spending time with family, that is their family. I mean, a lot of these people come every single Tuesday, plus certain other days of the week that meals are hosted by other groups. And they start to get to know each other and they start to get to know us. And I think that's one of the driving forces behind why I do it as much as I do, because I know these people and I enjoy seeing them. And when I don't see them on a certain Tuesday, you know, you get nervous and it's where are they? Where's Cal? Where's Alan? But I think that's the big thing that sets these suppers apart, especially Thanksgiving, is it's a safe space to enjoy a meal, but also to get that moment of having someone say your name, having someone recognize who you are and what you've been through, and, you know, checking in and saying, you know, how's the job application coming, or how's the family, or whatever. And I think that means so much. It's a simple gesture that goes so far to a human being who doesn't have a lot. And to turn it around, it makes me appreciate the very, very small things that I have in life. So it's a gift for us as volunteers to be able to be put in a position that we get reminded every day that we have so much to be grateful for, and how appropriate on Thanksgiving.
If any of you listening didn't get those numbers or anything, search Catholic Charities of Chicago or go to catholiccharities.net, and those phone numbers and those contact links will be right there on that site. Noreen, in the time that remains with us here, kind of switching gears yet related, on November 7th, the Catholic Charities Supper Program was officially named the Sister Joyce Dura Supper Program. Can you remind us of how that came about?
So Catholic Charities got a generous donation in honor of Sister Joyce Dura. And we're super excited because her life works was about giving to the poor. She dedicated her life and her work to making sure people were fed and clothed, and it's only fitting that our supper program has now being renamed the Sister Joyce Dura Supper Program. So we're super grateful for that as well.
And Mr. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts and the Irsay family, you know, donated this large amount in memory of Sister Joyce Dura, who was a nun in Central Illinois for almost 50 years. And it's so inspiring that they're carrying her legacy on, you know, with this naming of our supper program in that regard. You know, Abby, I know you were there that night for the special ceremony as well. Can you share with everybody the feeling in the room that we're, you know, about Sister Joyce, but also about, you know, how important this program is, that it's now being named in honor of this great nun?
I think it's exciting. And I think more than anything, it's bringing recognition to what's going on in a whole new light. I mean, this woman dedicated herself to what we all say is Jesus's message. I mean, this is helping those that have nothing. And I think it's also really wonderful to know what's going to happen with that donation. You know, the room is going to be transformed. So all of these people who come here every night for a warm meal, they're going to feel that they're having someone invest in them as well.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.